The resource rebate bill the governor gave the special session ran into some problems today as the Senate Finance Committee began its review of the program that would give all Alaskans a one-time $1,200 check. APRN's Dave Donaldson has the story.
Talk about the bill never really got beyond the title. When the idea of distributing the money first arose in May, the governor presented it as an energy relief plan, a way of helping meet the high cost of energy. When it was introduced, though, it was called a resource rebate. The Finance Committee wanted to know what happened between those two ideas. Finance Chairman Republican Bert Stedman asked if the current bill is actually an energy relief program in disguise. Randy Ruaro, a special assistant on the governor's staff, said the states had a good income and the state treasury will end up with a surplus this year.
The principle of the bill is a share the wealth resource rebate. There are no restrictions on how the funds can be spent, but certainly if folks, and we think a lot of Alaskans would choose to spend them on energy-related costs or even investments.
Management and Budget Director Karen Rayfield said the program was proposed because of the effects on the public of the high prices that are making money for the state.
Our revenue situation is a blessing to the state of Alaska that's also providing significant hardship on Alaskans for the cost of oil. The one-time resource rebate or payment would certainly assist Alaskans in meeting some of those high energy costs while we work on a longer-term solution to reduce the cost of energy for the entire state.
The energy relief plan originally was to issue a $100 a month debit card that could only be used for energy-related purchases. Ruaro said that was a problem. It wouldn't have worked for 10 or 20% of the people who live in communities where no vendor could accept the cards. And the administration also got legal advice that some tax issues could have come up for people who got it. He said that's when they backed away from the original plan.
But the principle, the underlying principle, has been consistent, which is share the wealth of the state. So the sideboards, I guess, have fallen away, but the underlying principles remain the same.
The two plans have caused confusion in the public's mind, though. Fairbanks Democrat Joe Thomas said people are now asking him about the inequity of the one-time payment, with no regard to the amount of fuel consumed, the differences in weather, or the cost of fuel in different parts of the state.
It makes it very difficult for me to explain to people, oh, well, now it's a different deal. You know, it's not energy relief anymore. It's simply a distribution of the resource wealth that we have on an individual basis, yet at the same time, we're talking about long-term, mid-term, and long-term solutions to the energy problem. So the energy keeps entering into it continually anyhow.
Ruaro said the administration's been consistent in talking about sharing the state's revenue. He says what has fallen off is the restriction on how people must spend that money. He told the committee that people are still free to use the $1,200 to pay an electric bill or to purchase a new heating system. Further hearings will be held on the bill, but it hasn't been scheduled yet. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.
Janie Leisk is the president of the First Alaskans Institute. Leisk supports the resource rebate bill, saying something needs to happen before the first frost occurs. She said rural Alaska has a lot of needs right now.
And it's imperative that we as a state do something to meet those needs while at the same time looking to long-term solutions that I'm sure that you have all heard about.
She says the Institute did its own unscientific survey of rural Alaska economic conditions, compared them to Anchorage, and found those conditions to be poor by Western standards. She said their survey found electric rates ranging from 19 to 30 cents per kilowatt hour, while Anchorage pays about 9 to 10 cents for the same energy. Without power cost equalization, the villages would pay 50 cents per kilowatt hour. She said people now have to choose how to use their energy between heating their homes or gathering food. And she says subsistence is absolutely critical until subsistence food becomes more expensive than store-bought food.
This is an immediate problem. We can get lost in the weeds, but it's an immediate problem and the freeze-up is coming soon.
Leisk says the villages surveyed had heating fuel prices that ranged from $9 to $11 per gallon.